I'm Rona Tarrant. Democratic leaders in Congress are demanding transparency in the extended background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he wants the White House to release its guidance on the FBI probe and to report the outcome. Meanwhile, President Trump has said he wants the FBI to conduct a very comprehensive investigation, but not a witch hunt. The number of people killed in Indonesia from Friday's earthquake and tsunami has risen to more than 1,200. The country's disaster response agency made the announcement today as rescue and relief efforts continue. Catholic aid agencies are among those working on the efforts as food, fuel and water are in short supply. Damage has been reported along the coast after waves peaked at around 20 feet and the death toll is expected to rise. California Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a measure that would have extended the state's statute of limitations for decades for childhood sexual abuse survivors. The proposed measure would have allowed victims to file abuse claims until they were 40 years old. It also would have allowed those who've repressed memories of abuse to sue within 5 years of realizing the cause of their trauma. In a letter to members of the Catholic State Assembly, Brown said he vetoed a similar bill in 2013 and his views have not changed. President Trump has said the new trade deal struck with Canada and Mexico is the most important ever agreed by the US. The president said the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which replaces NAFTA, would bring thousands of jobs back to North America. Speaking at the White House, Trump said the new pact vindicated his threats over trade tariffs and was truly historic. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.